This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Most of the unemployment claims filed in Colorado by a certain category of worker over the last few months have been fraudulent. CPR's May Ortega reports.
The state labor department says it's received tens of thousands of claims sent in by people who are, quote, self-employed or independent contractors, but that over 75% of them were made up. The Denver Post reports that the state has seen more than 50,000 false unemployment claims over the last 3 weeks, stemming from people who lied about their work status, and they're coming from inside and outside Colorado. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
The Denver Medical Examiner has identified the man police fatally shot on Wednesday. Here's Denverite's Esteban Hernandez.
The Medical Examiner's office says the man's name is Antonio Black Bear. Police say the 41-year-old was armed with a handgun and had been threatening people. But friends of Black Bear who gathered at a vigil this week disputed the claim that he was armed. This marks the seventh time this year Denver police have been involved in an incident where they or another police department shot and killed someone. The latest comes as law enforcement in Denver and in other parts of the country face calls for more accountability and defunding from activists and other members of the public. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Repairs to I-70 in Glenwood Canyon are expected to cost $8 million. The Grizzly Creek fire damaged the highway, bridges, fiber optic cable, and other infrastructure. CDOT says some repairs will take months, others longer. 70 in Denver, 70 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.